Hi, I'm James. I'm 26. I'm from Hartford.
Well, James, you're HIV positive, so on World AIDS Day, what are you going to be thinking about?
I think it's about just increasing the awareness, really, of HIV and AIDS, and about the impact of it on individuals and our society as a whole, really.
Tell me why you think it's that these days people's faces seem to change when HIV is mentioned in conversation. I mean, why do you think that people seem to be uncomfortable about it?
I think it's about the stigma and the stereotype that's still attached to it, really. While the medication and health has come a long way, you know, there's less of a risk of, you know, it's not a life-threatening disease anymore. But people still have this stigma attached to it that, you know, it's about information and knowledge. And I don't think there's enough information and knowledge out there around, you know, how you can catch it, how it's passed, what it means to have HIV.
So you're suggesting there's a lack of awareness out there still. What things need to happen to improve this situation then? Who needs to do what?
I think it's about the institutions in the country picking up on the developments that have happened and sort of the education that's needed, really. I mean, when it was, you know, first coming out, there was a lot of soaps, there was a lot of TV programs that picked up on it and actually created an awareness that HIV was out there. You know, we're now quite a few years down the line, and I think that message has gradually been lost.
And what about you, James? When you found out that you're HIV positive, did that change the way people treated you? How did they behave once you told them?
People have been quite receptive and accepting of it, but there's still a lot of misinformation around it. They're supportive of me as an individual, but they know very little about the condition, about what it means for me as a person. And even to the point of living with people, you know, they're not sure what they can do and what they can't do and the risks involved there.
And being more specific, James, can you tell me how telling people about your status has affected your social life?
For me personally, it's affected, you know, how people have received me in terms of relationships and dating and getting to know me as an individual. But it also means for me when I disclose to sort of people around me that I have to do a lot of sitting down, a lot of explaining, kind of like myth-busting work with these people that don't know an awful lot about it because the information hasn't been given to them.